You're listening to SBS News.
Duck Mofo 2022 opened with members of the Tasmanian Aboriginal community leading a march down one of Hobart's busiest streets to reclaim the city with sounds of nature and traditional dance. Bigambul Waka Waka man AJ King is one of the curators of the event titled Reclamation Walk.
The Reclamation Walk, you know, for us is all about truth-telling, and it's all about getting people in Nipaluna, Hobart, to reimagine their relationship with their city in a different way, I guess. You know, we see a lot of, static and sterile acknowledgements, you know, to the old people, and we really wanted to sort of bring that to life and give opportunity for the broader community to, you know, join in us in a walk and hold space here together in Franklin Square. It's a byproduct of reclamation, I guess, you know. If you're talking about reclamation, you're talking about, you know, either reclaiming something or taking something away. And, you know, for me and my people and my family, I'm from a Solan generation family, so both of my great-grandparents were forcibly removed, you know, from their country and their people. And that's had a significant impact. We talk about disruption. We talk about the disruption that it's had on, you know, on our people, on our families, on our communities, on our children. That disruption's felt, you know, it's felt every day. It's felt every day when we walk through this square and we see these statues of these people.
More than 5,000 festival goers attended the event.
Obviously, I'm still on a massive high, you know, in terms of just the sheer number of people that came out to join us on that walk of reclamation, and to have that opportunity to come together in our, you know, walk behind our elders and our knowledge holders and our cultural performers was just an amazing experience.
Last year's Dark Mofo caused controversy when a proposed artwork by a Spanish artist called for Tasmanian Aboriginal people to donate their blood that would be used to soak the Union Jack flag. Fiona Hall is a Tasmanian-based artist who recalls hearing about the Union Jack flag proposal.
At first I was quite nonplussed by the idea and thought, oh yeah, here we go, this is Mona being out there pressing the envelope. And then when I thought about it, you know, more, I'm like, what? You know? It's one thing to want to challenge viewers who kind of have come to expect with Dark Mofo to be challenged, but that is not a way to challenge. That is a way to divide.
As a result of the controversy, Ms. Hall offered her space at Dark Mofo to AJ King, and together they transformed Hobart's city centre into a healing space for the opening night. This year, the pair have united again, taking over a room at the Museum of Old and New Art, also known as Mona. The room features a replica of an Aboriginal hut standing in the middle of scorched debris and wood. The exhibit is titled Exodus, Crying Country. AJ King again.
And I guess we wanted to, you know, reflect that in an artistic sense, in a space to get people to really think really deeply about what we're doing to the world generally, not just here, you know, locally in Utruwita, Tasmania, or globally, but further.
Dark Mofo creative director Lee Carmichael says the festival has worked hard to make amends following last year's misstep.
I guess we're going to continue to work on strengthening and deepening our relationship with the Tasmanian Aboriginal community. We have a number of Aboriginal people on our staff now, which is excellent, a cultural advisor in place. I think we've expanded our First Nations programming. It's always been an important part of Dark Mofo, but we're building on that, and we continue to do that moving forward.
AJ King agrees.
I've had a long, long time of spending lots of different opportunities working with some absolutely amazing people in Dark Mofo. You know, people who have gone well beyond what would normally be expected, you know, to make this happen.
Next year will mark a decade of Dark Mofo, and Lee Carmichael says 2022 has felt like the beginning of a new era for the festival.
It feels good. I don't know how it's going to be coming out of COVID. I hope that everyone embraces being close together again. I think that's what festivals are all about. It certainly feels like the city's alive. And there's a little bit of anticipation in the air. I guess we'll see how the festival goes. It feels like we're back to the beginning, which is kind of nice. It feels like the start of the next era of Dark Mofo. We're coming up to our 10th festival next year, so that's quite exciting. And I guess we'll have to see what happens in the next 10 years after that.
Dark Mofo will run until June 22. Sarah Maunder, SBS News.